This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Ask anyone, realtor, friend, family member, if you want to get into the market, you have to do your homework. But now you don't have to do it from home. House hunting has gone mobile with apps to help you buy or rent. Katie Roof is a business and technology journalist, and she's here to do an app roundup. Hi, Katie.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so explain the world of house hunting apps for me. It seems crazy that I can hold a smartphone and look for a house that way. How does this work?
Right, it's gotten so much easier these days. There's a lot of apps in the App Store right now. You know, you have the big ones like Zillow and Trulia. And they each have four different apps that you can choose from. Some of them are for home buying. Some of them are for renting. And you can use your location, and it will help find listings near you. And then you can set your criteria. You know, maybe if you're in New York, you want a roof deck on your building, and you can help find listings in your area that are suitable for you.
So I can say I want this school district or this zip code and plug in that data and see it on some of these apps?
Yeah, definitely. And the website out there that's good for that is Block Avenue, which shows information about schools and crime and different neighborhood data that you might find interesting. Trulia and Zillow also have more detailed information on that on their websites. And some of them, like Lovely, will alert you once you've stored your preferences in there. It will tell you when a home becomes available that meets your search criteria. And then there are others like HomeSnap, where you can take a picture of a home that you see out there already, and it will show you information about that home. Is it for sale? What photos of the inside of the home look like?
So it's kind of like a reverse search engine.
Exactly. So I thought that was kind of creative. It's a Shazam for homes, they're calling it. They have 90 million homes, apparently, that you can take a picture of, and it will show you everything you need to know. There's also a social component to it, so you can connect with your friends and say, hey, what do you think of this house?
I like this one. Do you like the plants? Do you like the color? Whatever.
Sometimes you already know what you want, and this app just tells you more about that home.
I gotta ask you, do you have a favorite? What do you like the best?
I like Trulia. I think it has the best design, and I think nationally it's pretty comprehensive. They have another app that's a mortgage calculator. Mm. So if you're buying a home, you can calculate, A, can you afford it? I mean, that's important. And it will help you figure out, you know, what your down payment's going to be, how much you could save if you're going to refinance. And then all of this will connect you to someone who can help give you this rate. So that really makes things a lot less complicated. Zillow and Bankrate also have similar mortgage calculator apps.
It's not just the search engine part, but actually kind of funneling you into the ownership process.
Even before you're looking, actually, it could be good to take a look at these apps and say, you know, how much can I afford right now? This is how much I make. This is my credit score. This is the area I'm looking at. So what are the property taxes? It will help you figure all that out quickly, and then it will help you find people that will offer you a loan at that rate.
A lot of these apps are based around buying a house. Do they work for renters, too?
Yes, and Trulia and Zillow, they both have a separate app. They have one for home buyers and one for renters. If you're looking to rent, you only see rental listings. If you're looking to buy, you only see listings for buying.
Katie Roof is a business and technology journalist in New York. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.